Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about flu vaccinations. Immunization season is here again. Jerry Orstad joins us. She's an RN and the immunization nurse at the Atlantic Medical Center. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time.
Sure.
You see a real lot of people come in about this time every year, don't you?
Yes, we've been very busy with people coming in and getting their flu vaccine.
You have been already?
Yes.
Wow. Is the flu vaccine earlier than normal this year?
No, it's about the same time as normal. If anything, it's just we've started a couple of weeks later than we did last year. Last year, I think it was actually, or we got our inventory early than normal, and we're able to start a little bit earlier. So we probably are about right on time this year.
Well, it probably seems for most people like it doesn't matter how early you tell them about it. They start thinking about it this time of the year.
Yep, that's correct. And it's best to get in here before you get together for the holidays, because then everybody's exposed to all those germs with everybody coming from various areas of the state or country.
Yeah, happens real fast then.
Yes, it does.
Jerry, do you get a lot of people that are a little confused this time of the year because they've got like the sniffles and some things and whatever else, watery eyes and whatever, and think, gee, I better get my flu shot. It might actually be allergies.
Yes, it could be allergies, especially with all the farmers out in the fields. With all the corn and bean dust flying around, you never really know what it is. But the flu, the actual flu that the vaccine protects against, is some of the common symptoms of that are fever, cough, shaking and chills, body aches, and extreme weakness. It's kind of a common misconception that the stomach flu is the flu, and really that's incorrect. The stomach flu that everybody talks about and is also common at this time of the year is normally caused by a different type of gastrointestinal virus that only lasts for a couple of days, and it's associated with the vomiting and diarrhea that everybody seems to know and hear of.
Yeah, please excuse little Jimmy for missing school yesterday as he had the flu. I think everybody's written those notes at one time
right.
or another for their students, but
yep.
Not exactly the case all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the flu vaccine. It wasn't just a few years ago where we were talking about how scarce it was and how we were going to have to kind of parcel it out to folks and whatever. Not the case anymore.
Doesn't seem to be. We haven't had a problem getting any inventory in. And we were some of the lucky folks that haven't had any problems getting any inventory in. I'm not aware of any shortage to speak of this year, but I think it's becoming more and more common for providers to make sure that they recommend the flu vaccine for their patients. And I think it's just becoming more, the population as a whole is becoming more aware, and there's just more people getting it, whereas, you know, 10 years ago, maybe it wasn't quite as known for everybody to get them.
Right. Don't doubt that. Now, when it comes to the flu vaccinations and things, it used to be there were set times. Folks need to go certain places at certain times, maybe stand in the line, fill out some paperwork to get all that kind of stuff done. Is it easier now?
Yes. Here at the Atlantic Medical Center, which it may vary from, you know, if you go to a different place, but here at the Atlantic Medical Center, we just have you walk in between 8:30 and 11 in the morning and 1:30 and 4 in the afternoon. We're also here on Saturday mornings from 8:30 to 11. That's Monday through Friday otherwise with those other times. And you just check in at the front desk, and they point you over to the immunization room. And if there happens to be a line at that time, you'll have to have a seat and wait. There's no paperwork, so to say, to fill out. We just, whenever you come in, we kind of ask, have you had it before? Have you had any problems? And so forth. If you do go to a different clinic that's not associated with us, then they may have you fill out paperwork. So it just kind of depends on where you go.
Sure, sure. What's the cost?
The flu vaccine, the regular dose for anybody ages really 6 months on up, is $30. There's also another option of the flu vaccine. It's a flu mist, and we just squirt that in each nostril of the patient. And there is an age restriction on that one. It's only ages 2 to 49, but that one's $35. And then the high dose, which is for any patient that is 65 years and older, that is $45.
Okay. So a very simple process. Wander in, yep. Tell them what you're looking for, and you'll be out in minutes, possibly.
Yep, possibly, as long as there's not too long of a line.
Great, great. Jerry, who should get a flu vaccination? Who should definitely do that?
There are groups of people that should definitely get it. They're more at risk. That'd be any children. 6 months to up to 4 years and 11 months, so almost 5 years. All people over the age of 50, they say, really should get one. Anybody who has chronic pulmonary, cardiovascular, kidney, liver, any blood disorders or any other metabolic disorders should come in and get it. Any immunosuppressed people, pregnant women, residents of long-term care or nursing home facilities, people who are morbidly obese, and then they also say American Indians and Alaska Natives should also come in and get them.
Okay. Is there anyone who shouldn't get a flu vaccine?
Well, they say everybody should get one. If you have any specific needs or anything like that, you should really check with your physician if you got a lot of health issues going on, or if you're having surgery, or if you're going through chemotherapy or anything like that, then we request that you talk to your specialist at that point and see what they recommend.
Okay. Now, folks need to remember, though, too, that when you get the flu shot, you don't walk out the door and you're immediately bulletproof. It
exactly.
does take a little time.
Yes, it takes about 2 weeks to have complete coverage. So make sure to give yourself plenty of time before you're going to be exposed to all of the germs that are out there.
You bet. Well, now, Jerry, we'd be remiss if we didn't remind folks, too, that in addition to the flu shots, which is a great protection, there are also simple things in your daily life that you can do all the time to make sure, or at least to give yourself a fighting chance against getting the flu in the first place.
Yes. Avoid close contact with sick people. If you are sick yourself or have the flu-like illness or have symptoms, the CDC recommends that you stay home for at least 24 hours after your fever's gone, of course, unless if you're going to a doctor's appointment or anything like that. But you should be fever-free for at least 24 hours without using any medications to lower that fever. And then while you're sick, limit contact with others as much as possible to keep from them getting sick. Cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, and make sure you throw that tissue in the trash after you use it. Wash your hands often with soap and water. If soap and water are not available, use an alcohol-based hand rub that are out there all over the place. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. That's a way for those germs to get into your body, and they spread easily that way. And then, of course, clean and disinfect any surfaces or objects that may be contaminated with the germs like the flu.
Yep, and some of us that, like talking to microphones with other people, and maybe those of us that wear contact lenses, sometimes we're kind of fighting an uphill battle with some of those things.
Yes, sometimes.
Just have to be careful and be aware and carry those little hand cleaners around with you, too. Those work, don't they?
Yes, they do. Better than nothing, anyway.
Well, there's always truth to that. Very good. All right. Now, you mentioned again, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 11 a.m., again in the afternoons, 1:30 to 4, and then Saturdays, 8:30 to 11 a.m. How long will you be doing that?
Until we either run out of vaccine. Those are our normal walk-in hours for the immunization room anyway, so there's always somebody there at those times. But we'll have flu vaccine until we either run out or they say they won't ship us anymore.
Okay, very good. Until everyone is vaccinated.
Yep, that's
great.
Right.
That's the goal. Very good. Well, Jerry, thanks a lot. Appreciate all the good information.
Sure.
Hope everybody comes out and sees you.
Yes, me too.